If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's the week of 420 show. 420 shah, bruh. That's what I like to call it. The shah, bruh.
Was it 425?
Yes, this is coming out on 425.
We've been for high all week, bro.
For all you like radio listeners, morelikeradio.com. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bro, Shiny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. Big ups to Kiva Confections. Make the best weed food in the world.
It's fantastic.
At Kiva Confections. They're a Terra whatever espresso chocolate bean things. It's the best. It's the best. I mean, they're not paying me to say this. I just got some from a good listener. Go to the 1LB Club on YouTube. The 1LB Club on YouTube for all your marijuana-related YouTube videos.
Are you not sharing those with us?
Edibles.
Either? We still don't have no steaks.
I forgot about the steaks, too. We got some steaks a couple weeks ago.
You got them? Because I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't get a steak.
You've been kind of greedy lately, actually.
You look well fed. I'll tell you that much.
I'm feeling good, you know?
You look like you're feeling good.
You look like you got a lot of iron in your blood right now.
So, on it's the 420 show, or the 425 show, the week of 420.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting news. I don't know if you guys have seen, but our Patreon account, I'm not even going to plug it. I'm just going to say the Patreon account. I won't tell people how to get there. Wait,
what do you mean? It's patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Yeah, man.
That's where you donate to the show. You can get t-shirts. We got some stickers coming.
No, I mean, I think that
other projects.
I think the Patreon things come to, I think it's pretty much coming to an end because, look.
What?
What are you talking about? High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes, Volume 4 is up now.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you were posting stuff.
We're
that
doing
only
extra shows and shit.
That show that you didn't do is from 4/21/09. That's what's up there now. And I posted it on 4/21/15.
That's what I'm saying.
We've been doing this show way too long.
Well, it's starting to pick up steam. We got 420. It's an omen. We got
it's a gag
on 420.
Thing,
we got 420 in the Patreon account.
It's real money.
Big ups to Chunky, who added the extra $5 to his pledge to get us to 420.
I'm not even going to give him a ballin' because
what?
I mean,
no, man.
What are you talking
that
about?
You
earned that. He's a baller.
Look,
he's a double baller.
Isn't it funnier if the fucking account is just at 420?
It's not the fucking deal we made, though.
What are you talking
fucking
about?
Gag, get fucking.
Let's just stop asking people to donate to the Patreon
account.
What
are you just saying? A fucking Cleveland radio station when we do gags and shit.
What
we fucking say a number.
That,
we gotta get it done. We're yay close to throwing these people.
The
fucking
name of
pizza
the, what's the name of this podcast that we do?
High Society Radio.
Why was it called High Society Radio? Because
No. Here's why it was called High Society Radio. We were talking about porn, and I was like, oh, it's not disgusting porn. It's not high society. And then we were like, we should use that name.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, that's
first
why.
Of all, I've been confused for a long time.
That's how it happened. We were at PJ Carney's.
Yes. Semi-fucking.
That's either here nor there.
Comatose.
wouldn't it be, I mean, it's like fun if it's just for, like, we always get 420 every month.
What are you, fucking wacky radio?
What are we on, K-High in Denver?
It's fucking stupid. No, we going for 500.
You know about that, John? The radio station that's a weed-related radio station in Denver?
They had to do that. What else has got his own fucking brand?
Until they give us a job, we're going to need a little more than 420 a month.
If they want to hire us, keep it at that.
I just don't think that anyone should donate any more money.
No, that doesn't make sense. You make a promise, you fucking fulfill it.
Because look,
what do you think? These Patreon patrons are not your girlfriend. Can you just break promises to them?
Look, this is look. It's we're really close to that $500. In case you guys ever
I can do fucking math. We're only 80 short.
Yeah, remember how me and Johnny didn't want to say on the air that we're going to throw a pizza party for everybody?
So somebody fucking chimed in with that action.
And somebody who didn't believe in us.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the reason why he did it.
He didn't believe in us.
He didn't believe in us. Or himself. He didn't believe in himself.
He used the word silly radio bit, actually, which is hysterical, and then, looking back at it.
And now we're getting really close. But look, I don't think we can throw this party. I don't think we can pull this off.
What are you, a fucking WWF manager? Just do what the fuck you're going to say to do. Stop grabbing the ref's ankle and let the shit go.
Look, I don't want to disappoint all these fine people.
This is a terrible heel turn.
Yeah, this is horrible.
No one donate any more money to the Patreon account.
No, donate more money. We're throwing this.
Dude, you guys want to hang in June or July in a boxcar or monorail or whatever the fuck.
I haven't thrown a party in a decade. I'm going to screw it up, okay?
No, this is the first of many parties.
We're going to screw it up.
I don't think so. We do a lot of shit.
This is on you.
When we do teamwork, we're very good at it.
Yeah, you organize this. You.
Yeah, that's
you getting nervous?
I manage the Patreon
because you get like kind of.
I got the T-shirts printed. I put up the bonus content. Me and Johnny do some bonus content together.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't pulled your weight for shit.
No, I can't say that either.
All you did was make a promise.
I say keep your promise. Be a man.
I say a lot of crazy things when we're doing this podcast.
You do a lot of crazy things, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another topic.
Listen, I have not been to Burning Man yet.
Yep.
I have not sold poutine out of a truck. I made the truffle whiskey. It was your idea.
And it came out wonderfully. And we fucking
copyrighted it. And there was only one bottle of it. Where's the rest of it? I know I gave you more truffles.
My family thanks you for a truffly Thanksgiving.
This is bullshit.
You know, people get fed up.
I just think it's a lot funnier and a lot better if it just stays at 420.
Wacky.
No,
and
no.
We can always just have
it's
that in our pocket.
I can go do wacky shows
with
other people.
I'll donate what's left.
Hell, don't you do it.
Certain people, more than one person, has hit me up on social media offering to give a one-time donation to bring it up to 500.
No!
Holy shit. Yeah, let's do it.
I don't want to do that. We need to get there organically. We need to get there for real.
And maintain it, for the pizza.
Where the fuck are we going to get all this dollar pizza?
Every corner in Manhattan.
That's not fucking impossible. You get fucking Uber drivers to drop it off.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. We're
How much is that going to cost?
$500.
Where are we even going to have it? I don't know what I'm doing, Chris.
Trying to get special guests, Chris Elliott or Daniel Stern to show up. But with your attitude, nobody's going to fucking show up.
I booked the Sandman to show up. And throw
this is a logistical nightmare. I should have never said that we could throw this party. Didn't you guys stop me when I said it in the first place?
How are you going to manage a liquor company? How do you plan on managing a liquor company and an app team at the same time if you can't throw a pizza? Fourth graders can do it.
You got BK Chris fucking yelling now. You happy?
Because I'm freaked out. I didn't think we'd get up to the cash.
This is
terrible. It was just pie in the sky crazy talk that someone finally listened to
me
about.
You have no confidence in yourself.
Yeah, you should have believed in us.
You got to believe
in yourself, man. This is your show.
I can't.
This is the Pepper Hicks and Friends Hour.
That's it. No.
The day you decide to fucking tie the knot, wedding up, you get cold feet like a faggot, I got to go find you outside.
I don't even know why he's dropping the other F-bomb.
I'm sorry, but Jesus. Like, you got to fucking follow through on what you're doing, dog.
I'm just thinking that people shouldn't donate to the Patreon account.
So when we don't do, let's say we go your fucking route and we don't do
it. Hey, it's 420. Woo, guess what? The Patreon's account at 420, bro. Oh, hey, it's 420 so everywhere, right? Or no, wait, no, it's 420 somewhere. It's on a Patreon account, get it?
I've never wanted to shoot you this much in my
life. We can literally
pop your kneecaps.
It's
literally
always 420 with High Society Radio.
Go fuck yourself with that bit. We're not doing that.
And that could be like the fucking tagline of the show. It's always
420. So what are we supposed to do with these shirts that we have here? We're not sending them out then?
I thought
no more shirts. Chris, burn them.
No,
burn the shirts.
I paid for them. They cost money.
Insane. We're fucking burning through money if we don't do this.
Look, we got the 420 coming in every month. You just take next
so
month.
So that's just going to be there and we're not even going to touch it, is what you're going for.
I can't throw this
it's
party.
It's ludicrous, basically.
You can do it, man.
Ludic, the rapper? I can't book him for this party, John. Right. I have no idea how to fucking even contact
him. You book guests all the time. That's half your job.
Mind you, not for this show.
Not any for this show. Yeah, I mean, I book guests for this show.
Yes.
Dude. Oh, you book guests for your fucking
Johnny book Cousin Joe.
You're on the side interview show. I know what you're doing, Chris.
Which helps all of us.
I got Cousin Joe for the other fucking podcast, the bonus stuff, and he was fantastic on there. Shout out to Cousin Joe.
There's no way I can organize getting dollar pizza. To some, right, I don't even know what should be at a bar.
Do you want me and BK Chris to do it?
No, we just should call it off completely.
How about maybe the fans get at us and say, hey, this is where we'd like to have it. And, you know, even the fans help out with mad shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
What the fans are fantastic.
This is the most legal money you've ever made in your life.
Also,
don't blow this
big
shit.
Big ups to Coke Logic. We've got something in the works.
Oh, do you?
Oh, very good. Well, I don't know now because you fucking throwing a hissy fit.
He might just say, go fuck yourself because he's a Patreon patron.
Hold on.
And he's waiting for a pizza party.
Is it snuff? Is it a snuff?
No, he's the only member of our app team.
Okay.
So I'm utilizing him for that.
Oh, God. The app. There's an app. There actually is an app team. I was just bullshitting.
It's just me and Coke Logic. Neither of us knows how to code.
No, he's not hearing us. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go on fucking 4chan and put him on blast. So that's the community he's fucking
hell
on.
Hell yeah. Because we endorse 4chan. Oh, man. You're fucking over. Pepe's coming for you.
We are going to fucking housewife your ass. It's like you're cheating on us right now. You've been hiding your fucking money in a Swiss bank account. And you don't want to play.
It's an account shared by all of us, Johnny.
It's fucking terrible. But like, we got to fucking finish this bit. I don't fucking do that shit half-assed. We say we're going to do something, we're going to do something.
Look, I announced this thing so many months ago.
And it's working out fine. We got like $80 more dollars to go. We got to figure out logistics.
$80, it's nothing.
We got like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks to play.
Anyone could just donate that amount of money.
Strangely, this was the plot of Silicon Valley last week.
Was it?
did you watch it yet, John?
I have, yes. Yeah. You're not going to blow nothing for me.
Oh, okay.
Like that shitty attempt at the Game of Thrones things was just shitty.
He's not getting off that easy.
No,
we'll get into that later.
Anyone can donate $80 and just put us over $500. Anyone could. And
they
shouldn't, though.
All right, but wait a minute. Let's
say
something like,
well, they shouldn't if they don't plan on committing to
it. But once they do drop that $500, because we're going to fucking get there. That train is a-coming. Once they do it, A, we have to fucking do the pizza party.
Oh, God.
B, you
have to
fucking
be there.
We got to get
beers with hot puns in the name.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I remember we did that bit. It was pretty funny.
It was.
But think that has to come into
this? I think there's got
to
be a ton of inside jokes.
We're
going to
have like mad dudes from Times Square dressed as Pepe's, I guess, if that's what you want. Whatever you want.
I have a headache.
Yo, I'm so mad at you right now. You can't go through some shit. You're sad.
I got the jizz bottle guy coming. Jizmus guy.
That.
I got the Jizmus guy.
We didn't fucking cross
him.
That off the list.
Him. That was gonna be a surprise for you.
This
the
is getting
Jizmus
like wacky Simpsons 500th episode. We got to talk about that.
Did we talk about the Jizmus guy on the show?
Yeah, we did.
We brought it up, but I'm not. We didn't agree to him showing up. We got to work through that.
That was supposed to be a gift.
That's logistics.
Why are you guys planning anything when this fucking party is gonna happen?
You do know the mic's on right now because this is crazy.
I feel crazy.
Crazy.
When I saw it break 400, I was like, oh, shit.
Why don't you just hire some extra Ron and Fez interns, make them throw the party?
No, we're not using
interns. No, that's totally illegal. It's not going to happen.
We're not doing that.
Because this party is going to happen.
We got friends. I'm pretty sure our buddies will help out.
Of course they will.
We good. Shit, we can do this shit in a motherfucking gas station, fucking chilling on crates, eating
hell
pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think our fucking fans expect some ball-ass lifestyle party, because,
they expect it to be Mollin Days, the after hours of the whole damn
shit,
summer.
Shit, we can host it at BK Chris's house and film a documentary.
Whoa, that's not going to happen. We'll get that right out of the way right now. Absolutely
like
not.
Like Project X?
Something like that. Or word. Yo, summertime's coming. Let's just hijack a fucking train car with listeners, eat pizza from
no
one
pants subway ride, but with pizza.
Yeah, we just take it from one stop to the last stop, and then we come on the fuck back. It's not... There's ways to do this shit. We don't even got to pay out the ass for it.
We could stay in like one of those tunnels, like the Ninja Turtles.
And it'd be perfect. Everybody go get a dollar slice or two if you feel happy. We go downstairs in the train. We get off a couple stops, find another dollar spot. We just like fucking roll with it.
Dollar pizza tour? What?
Hell yeah, dude.
I feel like I'm
going to
vomit.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
sound
that
like it, and you're not going to because
did.
If I get hungry and you throw up, I'm going to throw up, and I'm going to murder you with your own vomit.
You want to throw up on each other?
No.
Hot.
This isn't your fucking fortune.
I'm
setting a $600 Patreon goal. Video of Stanley and Johnny vomiting on each other. We get to $600.
Put $800 that we're erect while we're vomiting.
Oh, God, no. But, we can pull this off. Have some faith in yourself, baby.
I'm standing by everything I said before the start of the show that everyone should stop donating.
This doesn't make any sense, though, because how long have we been doing this shit for, 8 months now?
Yeah.
It's taken us 8 months to raise this money, and we almost there. Fuck are you going to pull out now for?
Johnny, I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't mount me and not insert,
I'm just
dog.
Telling you.
Do not mount me and not insert. All right?
That's pretty gay.
It's gay right now what you're doing. If you're going to fucking do something, go all the way,
dude.
You don't
think the 420, it's, you know,
it's
still
retarded.
Think it's
good, oh. I wouldn't fucking do it.
I wouldn't
if you
want to
fucking
sort of
apply for like what? PLJ, I guess. They do wacky radio bits. You can go over there.
This
with
is
that
the
shit.
Bit, Johnny.
This is, that's ridiculous to me.
Hey, go find our dollar on, pizza yeah. wagon outside. They'll give you some dollar pizza. Only on 420, though.
Look, all right, let's just stop talking about the page. Look, I'm not making a decision yet. So let's just talk about something else, for the love of God. Because I just had to get this out of the way, because at the start of every
your
show...
Your chest
we,
is red. You look like Randy
Bo Bandy
right
even,
now,
dude. We didn't even shout out the guys who donated.
Yeah, look at that shit. We got donators.
Yeah.
What are these assholes?
You're in a dick, dude. You're a
Come
dick.
Come on, Chris, quick, so I can just
PJ
get the...
PJ Higgins. Justin W.
Thanks for nothing.
Mike F. Whose picture is J-Rock. Play it one more time for Mike F.
I like that. That's
Gary V.
Bruh.
Oh, come on, bro. He's got to get that ball and drop. He's been with us. Yeah, hell yeah.
Love you guys.
C.K. Anderson O.
Jesus Christ. Wow. How many people donated?
And of course, the person who brought us to 420... Big man Chunky.
All right, Chunky.
This is a lot.
Chunky gets an extra slice just because.
Having a lot of anxiety.
You shouldn't. You're just like a fucking mess.
Okay. Well, all the Patreon listeners got their ball and drops. Happy now?
You do realize that people just like to see you miserable, so now we're going to have like $9,000 in there by next week.
Yeah,
no, just... then that means we have to throw multiple parties.
No, we could. It? If we
want. Only promised one.
We could do a brunch, whatever. Dunch, maybe, right?
Yeah, we could do a dunch. Oh,
dunch?
Man.
You want to do dunch, yeah. buddy?
I guess I'll go to brunch, and then after that, I'd have to start organizing a dunch for later
yeah,
that day,
fuck,
which
man.
Would be a lot. Well, what time did we say dunch was? Like 5 to 7 or something?
No, that's an early supper. I would say dunch would be 4 to 6.
Okay.
4. 3 to yeah. 3, 4.
Dunch. It's that weird time while they're setting up, I'd say that. Fuck, man.
Who saw this coming, huh, Johnny?
I did. That's why we
yeah,
fucking
why
said
both
let's do
me
this.
And Johnny said we don't want to do it when you were like, no! No!
He's literally pulling his hair.
Put it on the Patreon right now. $500.
You're a fucking
pizza
goddamn
party.
Crazy
you
could have
said $1,000. That's how little you believed in us that you thought we would never get to
well,
$500.
No, I believe in us, but I say stupid, crazy things and then.
And
I,
now you gotta live up to it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
part of being a man,
that's
Sammy.
Usually I don't want to live up to anything. That's
Come
my
on,
problem.
Man. Be my Frankie Valli, dog.
It's kind of a weird thing to say.
Come on.
Chris, before the show started, I was talking about Chris. I was freaking out.
Of course you were.
But then also he said, you have an idea for like a video game or something?
Yes, I do.
All right, so what is it?
I have some things. Hold on, let me just pull something up real quick.
It's kind of, okay, go right ahead. I'll talk while Johnny is pulling up his, I guess, video game idea.
I'm excited
about this. You're listening to High Society Radio.
Because you brought a video game idea to the
Yeah, Gentrification Trail. Yeah. Also, as an aside, we played the broad button before. Someone on Twitter, I can't remember their name, I'll look it up, but someone sent us the, there's a rap song centered around the bra button that we have to play sometime today. I don't know who did it, the rapper, but I'll find out who sent it, and they'll get the proper shout out, and the song will then be played.
All right.
So, Johnny, what's this video game you have an idea
for? All right, you ready?
For? Yeah.
Click it.
All right.
It's very, like...
Oh, it's an 8-bit game. This is what you want?
I
want
to do an 8-bit game.
Uh-huh.
Talking to some programmers in the works. You can play as one of the characters of High Society Radio, and if you donate enough, we'll add you in as a bonus character.
Oh, motherfucker.
I think it's a wonderful idea if people like video games.
That's just donating more money to the Patreon account,
Now, hold
though.
On.
But what was I just talking about?
All right, but listen. It ties into the Patreon account this way.
Okay.
In the beginning of the game, we're all chilling at BK Chris's house.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if I like the idea of my house being part of a video
game. It'll be a digital representation of his
house. Yeah, okay. So it'll be shitty pizza boxes and cats roaming around
good.
The fucking house.
Oh, good. All right, great. No, this is like the real one.
So like we're like, hey, guys, we reached our Patreon amount. Well, let's fucking throw this pizza party. Oh. And we're leaving, and like some alien ship lands in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And then like some like Dr. Doomface fucking Dick Cheney character comes out. And I was like, I don't think so, boys, or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? So then your power would be you fucking throw like nunchucks or some shit But if you get like 3-star levels, like you collect enough like high society radio bitcoins or whatever, we'll name it later. But
that's pretty good coins.
Baller points. Fantastic. Right. You collect those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get 3 of those, you level up to star 3, you get like centaur powers for like 40 seconds.
Centaur
You become half man.
Oh, you know, fuck you, okay? Half the centaur thing annoys the shit out of me.
Why do you hate that so much? You have a horse cock if you're a centaur.
What would you rather have out of all this shit? You want half. Piss beard power or whatever?
No, dude, I want telekinesis. That's the all best right. power, like Firestarter.
That's what we talk about. Then you have telekinesis.
That's pyrokinesis, all stupid.
That's right. telekinesis.
BK Chris's power would be like, he has a bat to start off, but if you get him to 3 stars, he gets kettlebells, and he just like rampages like Zangief.
Oh, shit, all right. Shit. He loves kettlebells.
I and do then, like, love kettlebells.
We have boss levels and shit. Like, for the Dick Cheney boss, which will be the finale, I'll hook you up with that later.
What?
I'll have a box cutter to start off in the game.
But Dick Cheney's the boss? But if I 3-star up,
yeah.
I get like a fucking... You know, a Ginsu knife or some sharp thing to stab somebody with. Right?
Okay, yeah.
All right. If you complete a level and then you get to boss level, you have to, you know how in the game you have to beat a boss level twice in a round?
I don't know. What game are you talking about?
Like in like in a Street Fighter.
Apparently.
No, but like if you fight twice in like a final round,
yeah.
You gotta beat the boss once and then they power up and you gotta beat them again
no,
on
sure.
the energy.
Okay,
right.
I've no
how much is it gonna
about?
Cost?
Hold on.
All right, keep going.
Once we beat the fucking boss in that first round, and in the second round, if we have enough points, you get all 3 of us to combine into like a big like cat. We become that high society radio box we got.
Okay.
You know the little design logo we have?
Yeah, yeah.
We become that. We all combine into that.
Into a giant cardboard box.
And then like we just start beating the shit out of the final boss.
Yeah.
And then like we get like a cat dick thing going. Like it's a cat, but it's like in our dick, and we skull fuck it. That's how we beat the boss. We skull fuck its face into submission. And then we move on to the next level. It should be like 3 levels total.
Johnny, you've lost your mind completely.
Hold
you know
on.
This, right? Why would we have a cat in place of our penises?
Well, it'll be it could be a penis, but like if you use a cat as a penis, they don't blur it out and we can market it to the kids.
Yeah.
So the first level, I'm trying to figure out a boss. Second level, we'll see. So I got an idea for 3 bosses. It's going to be 3 levels. So we'll have 3 bosses. So the first boss, we can get like, you remember Dr. Roboto from fucking Sonic?
Yeah. Robotnik.
Robotnik, there you go. We get like a Stephen Hawking-esque kind of dude, but he's Dr. Robotnik and shit.
Why do you hate Stephen Hawking
Look,
so much?
All we got to do is beat him. His power is like he'll throw like black holes and shit. You got to like jump and avoid him to get sucked in and all that bullshit. And then like in the second part, he has like telekinesis as well. That's why I don't think your power will work. We had to change it up.
No, it'll be telekinesis versus telekinesis.
Oh, there you go. But, like, what if they pick my character? How am I supposed to stab him to death? Or BK Chris kettlebell
this
him?
This is your game, bro.
I'm just saying. We got to, you know. All right, so then the second boss can be the fucking Pepe-like frog that Peppa's fucking obsessed about.
Big ups to Pepe.
No, not at all.
And, you know, people are calling us normies and all this other shit on Reddit.
I don't know what that is.
Well, guess what? All right? I ain't no goddamn normie.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that normal? Is that what you're trying to say, dog?
Maybe like, you should just be following things.
Maybe you shouldn't be sending me inappropriate fucking pictures all times of night and shit. Like, I don't mind
do you
talking
mean?
To friends, but I'm at work and you're sending me pictures of a fucking frog shitting and pissing everywhere. Because it's got dicks protruding from everywhere.
We're getting off topic. What is
well, I'm just saying, he'll be the second boss villain. We can use him. You got to avoid shit in the first round or piss and then shit. Because he's shooting it at you and you have to dodge and hit him. So that should be fine. And at the third level, if you save up enough points, we fight Dr. Doom Cheney or whatever. But then, like, we all team up and we skull fuck him in the mouth. And then, like, we save it. And we're like, hey, we almost forgot about our party. And we get to the party.
Hold on. You want to make a game.
Yeah.
Where we skull fuck Dick Cheney. And he's
or
actually
something like Dick Cheney. And then, but like we gotta beat his heart robots. He sends like little robot hearts that like have fucking spider legs and shit, try to eat your face.
Did you take mushrooms this weekend?
I did not. I think it's a good idea. People like the 8-bit shit right now. It's a good time.
People like the 8-bit shit like 2 years ago.
Well, we fucking amp it up to what it is. I think people would have fun with it. They'd like it. It's a good time.
This game sounds terrible.
It does not. It sounds pretty fun. I'm pretty sure we'll get a lot of fun.
It's not Oregon Trail based, so he's
I don't know.
He's out.
You know, dude. First of all, you're making fun of the whole PayPay thing. And look, I text you things to try to help you understand and to realize.
I don't want
to
understand this shit. This is your fucking life. This is your like hole that you're in, and
Johnny,
hopefully you take yourself out of
Johnny,
it.
This is our lives.
I don't know.
Together.
Not at all. Not at
so
all.
So Chris, Johnny's like a big hater, right? And so
I'm
sending
a big
him,
hater because he's sending me fucking frog pissing and touching some white albino thing. And
that's Wojak. I'm sending you.
God damn it, dude.
I'm sending you rare PayPays. Do you understand what that means?
It ain't fucking Picasso. There's nothing rare about them shits. I'm not
really.
Are they hanging in some fucking gallery I've never been to?
You don't seem to be too cultured, so I wouldn't be talking about galleries at all. Okay, dude.
So your idea of fancy is a frog-like creature pissing and shitting in some albino thing's ass mouth at the same time. And, like, it's the same fucking colors. It's pale, green, and yellow. And then brown sometimes when I get fancy. And doing abstract shit that makes no sense.
Art is subjective. Look.
Oh, my God.
Picasso wasn't loved in his time. Van Gogh wasn't loved in his time.
And then the best shit about it is you do understand I work at a fucking school. So when I get texts of pictures of this shit, I'm like, oh, what happened to Stanley? I hope everything's all right. Maybe it's show related. Click. Oh, that's him fucking... A baby, white baby albino thing suckling on a frog's penis with poop coming out of its mouth.
That's definitely show-related.
Fucking, like, no, it's not show-related. He's bringing his personal life into this shit again.
It's on like, the show, isn't it? This
he's
is show-related.
Yeah, but now it is. Because it's like back-to-back shows.
So now you're going to get more of them because you just told him that there's not anything that's not show-related.
Because this is insane. And then his lady friend is also sending me shit related to it now, so it's like a fucking crazy...
Hey, well, guess what, dude? On our Twitter account... Captain Sarcasm, CAPT Sarcasm, sent us a rare PayPay.
Oh, God. No.
He tweeted at us, laughing hysterically at the PayPay monologue, nodding and understanding.
God.
Love rare PayPays.
Oh,
a rare PayPay for
God.
You is what he tweeted him. That's Captain Sarcasm on Twitter.
This shit is. Oh,
look,
right.
it's like the frog, but it looks like, you know, Eazy-E. It's a
Compton.
Oh, God. That's, I've never seen that before. That's really rare.
I think Eazy-E, when he died from AIDS, looked better than that.
Also, did you check out our Instagram account?
No, I did not.
Last week.
Your PayPay's all over that.
Oh, you fucking people.
go to Instagram.com/HighSocietyRadio.
Why?
People should follow that also. People should always follow and do whatever we say and
they
want.
Should follow
Except,
us, but
you
not
don't donate to the Patreon account.
No, people should definitely donate to the Patreon account.
All right, now go to the rare PayPay.
That's nice. Oh, God.
Now describe it, Johnny. Describe what we're looking at. Is that the first time you saw it?
Yes, it is. It's a fucking PayPay with the words "You'll Never Be Used" emanating from its dome. He has a fucking human body with hair on his chest and like a, wanna say is a fucking wrestler attire thong thing.
Nah, it's just jockey shorts.
Whatever the fuck that is. And he has a Chad poking out of where his dick should be.
That's Wojak. That's
Chad.
Alright,
look, you're fucking confusing me. I'm gonna call it Chad. I don't give a fuck. It looks like Bobby Hill. How about that? Whatever the fuck it is, it's poking out where the penis is supposed to be. And he got a gun pointed at it saying you'll never be used. He's literally trying to shoot his dick off, I guess. Is that what he's going for?
Yeah.
Is that
Pain
the abstract art?
Pain Olympics, dog.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Dunch on Instagram was hyped about that.
Feels good, man. Yeah, he's staring at his crotch.
So this is like the subculture we're inheriting
he's
now?
About
like,
to blow
is
his he's about to blow his dick off as he's saying you'll never be used.
Are these the people that I'm going to fucking see at the Dollar Pizza Party now?
I don't think the Dollar Pizza Party is going to happen. I think I made a very good case against it.
I'm pretty sure it is, and I don't want fucking PayPay shit going on.
Why not?
Like, I go to the bathroom, I just want to piss. I don't want to say fucking PayPay over the urinal. Or anybody like, oh... Yo, check out my phone real quick. And it's fucking PayPay shit all day.
How come you ain't sharing none of these Kiva Convection blueberries with us, dog?
I didn't get. I only had the espresso beans.
Looks fantastic.
And I housed them.
That's, you know. Again, that's your kink. Keep it to yourself.
Shout out to Kiva Convections. Confections.
Shout out to PayPay.
Shout out to PayPay.
He's not even real. Like,
yeah, he is.
It's not even a real fucking thing.
He's in all of us, bro.
He definitely not.
You know, I searched hashtag PayPay on Instagram. Right? And I also searched hashtag dank memes.
Yeah, I swear to
and
God.
And I think I'm the oldest person talking about this.
Yeah, you
I think it's
are. And that's even
mostly,
more fucking creepier.
Mostly,
we gotta stay young and hip.
There's nothing
keep it
fucking
on fleek.
Hip about that.
Yeah, we got to keep it on fleek.
I haven't heard any of my kids whatever in the school that means. Bring that shit up at all.
I'm not weird
white kids in the Midwest.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't really geared toward, you know, urban environments. I'll keep it like that.
Yeah, I'm fucking... Like, I feel like you just want to hurt yourself. Do you want to hurt yourself? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You'll never use it again?
I want...
What the fuck is that, man?
I'm just saying, that just says a lot about all of us.
And then I'm telling you right now, I told you, via text, I'm deleting all your texts now.
You need some,
I'm not saving anything.
You need some dank memes.
What the fuck is that? Like, come on, man.
Come on, dog.
You know, if people don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about a meme.
Because they're normal. Or Normans, as you want to call them.
Normies.
Right?
Normies. Get it right, dude.
What the fuck, man? All right. Like, come on.
This is a meme that emanated from 4chan. It's an image board on the internet. And it's a frog. It's a frog. Maybe I should try to book the guy who created this.
He won't make it out of here live. He better not come in the studio.
I'll get him on the phone, you know? I think he did a interview on Daily Dot or something, some website. So off the.
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, you want to talk about this fucking frog, dude?
Yo, it's all fine, freedom of expression. That's good. Up, bro. But I don't want that kind of freedom. You can keep that shit. That's my freedom.
I know I sent you one.
With Chad's. That's why I called that thing Chad. Wojak. His dick is a Chad.
Wojak.
What's the fucking difference?
The guy's name's Wojak.
Why is it different?
You should
they
get
look
it right.
The same.
We're trying to stay relevant with the young
what's
kids.
What's a Wojak and what's a Chad? What's the difference?
All right, see, Wojak is like Pepe's friend, as I understand it. Chad is
Why would he shoot his dick that's a Wojak?
Chad is a representation of...
corporate America, is that
no,
what it
of
is?
Like... you know, the jock type guy who gets a bunch of fucking pussy, and you know, Chad's like some douche that gets laid.
Okay.
Whereas the Wojaks and Pepes of the world,
so
you know,
Chad
are kind of, you know, they stay in, they
so
play
it's a fucking
video
John
games.
Cusack 80s movie. Is that the fuck you're telling me,
dude? It's
that
it's
frog thing, John
representation of the current state of popular and.
Oh, God, no,
what are you doing? Oh, yeah, there's another, it's about the current state of culture in America and all around us, even the world.
Yeah, it's very
the world.
Abstract.
Pepe's big around the fucking world. Oh, I go to Barcelona, I'm going to run into a Pepe fan.
Bruh, you know we will.
Oh, my God, no.
You stay out of the normie bars. Just go to the opium dens.
I can't do shit about this. I'm going to just laugh it off because this is crazy talk.
I feel crazy talking about it, but I also feel liberated. Like I can finally talk about, you know, what I really do.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It means everything. So, Chris, you found out there's some other, because we have to fucking talk about 4chan every week now, because I've lost my mind. there's some new meme about.
People were just taking Sesame Street clips out of context.
I like that.
Yeah, just stills from Sesame Street.
It's like he's photobombing him.
Exactly.
And stills, and what's it saying underneath them? Like weird shit, right?
This one says, after downing a 12-pack of beer, Big Bird stumbles on camera and proceeds to rant about the government's lies.
Oh, God. That's kind of funny.
This one is Ernie playing a trumpet in Bert's face, and it says, Ernie enjoys finding new ways to trigger Bert's Vietnam flashbacks.
See, Johnny, this is just...
This is cool.
This isn't as good as Pepe.
It's definitely way better than Pepe, because I find this shit funny. I don't know what's going on with Pepe. And I don't kind of want... I don't really want to go into that.
Hold on, here's my favorite one. It's Elmo dressed in a skull cap and hoodie, and some children in the background, and it says, Elmo hates what Elmo is about to do, but Elmo has to feed Elmo's bloodlust.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's understandable.
That is fucking terrible, man. Wait, which one is that? The synthetic one?
This one is Telly, and he looks to be...
Is he fucking jacking off Elmo?
Toppling Elmo, and it says, strung out on synthetic marijuana, Telly attacked Elmo and started eating him alive.
What a fucking... Oh, God. See, that's funny.
I'll tweet this out. And
that's funny. I like that. That's pretty funny. The Pepe shit just confuses me and scares me at the same time.
Lots of things confuse you. If we didn't talk about anything that confused you, I mean, we wouldn't have a show.
Oh, shit. You just got faced.
That's a good one. That's good.
Oh, know what else happened to you, Johnny? Someone stole your idea for a male Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's called Tallywhackers.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was a quick one that somebody stole. I don't know who's listening to this show every week, but a lot of our ideas are getting stolen.
I'm telling you, captains of industry listen to this show.
I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't be shocked if we see a High Society radio game fucking just floating on fucking Android phones.
All the Fortune 500 CEOs are giving up TM, and they're just listening to this show. So, yeah, it's called Tallywhackers, and it's male Hooters.
Oh, God.
These guys are pretty hot.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give him a little extra tip. Get
what?
It? Yeah.
You're weird today, Johnny.
I'm fucking weird?
I'll never use it again.
It's in Texas, but I don't know. This actually might be a troll because it says it's on Lemon Avenue. I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, yeah, that's not real.
Is there a Lemon Avenue in Dallas?
We're going to have to Google map that shit.
The only fucking kind of lemon thing in Dallas is lemon parties.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right. See if there's a number. Let's call them up.
John, do you like lemon parties?
No, I do not. What are you fucking doing?
I'm just curious. Lemon party might
be... curious lately.
What do you like better, lemon party or goatsy?
I don't even know what a goatsy is.
Chris, show them what goatsy is.
What the fuck is that? Oh, God, no.
You will know it when you say it.
Is this it?
What?
No, do you not know what goatsy is?
Is it just a gaping asshole?
Well, no, you gotta find the actual one.
You gotta find an actual fucking gaping asshole.
Oh, here you go. Is this what you were talking about?
Yep. Go to goatsy.info.
It's a pink sock party.
GOATESE.info. I'm guessing we're plugging goatsy now. Because Johnny's so fucking behind the times, I have to show him memes from 10 years ago.
Look at the kind of shit you're looking on. The page ain't even available. You just got the man written. What the fuck is that? Oh, God.
You never seen that before?
No.
What's wrong with his cock?
I don't. What the fuck are you? Why are you staring at me so seriously?
You haven't seen Goatsy before.
No! I'm a fucking normal human being. I wake up, go to work, watch some fucking sports, and I go to bed. So can't you play video games?
So what do you like better? You have to answer me. Goatsy or Lemon Party?
I'll take a Lemon Party.
All right. At least you're honest.
That does not look like a party I want to
I like Lemon Party better also, but I don't think... I think it should have been bigger than Goatsy. Like, Goatsy was really
huge. How is Goatsy a fucking big thing?
Like, people would just start posting goats. Like, people would go to public computers and just put up Goatsy on them. So people would just, like, go up like, oh my God, what is that? I used to do it.
I mean, it's clearly a gaping asshole.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, bro.
Why are you so fucking comfortable around that?
Well, we're not around it. If it was right here, we'd probably be a little
less comfortable.
We're
just staring at it, so it's fine, right?
Yeah.
You fucking guys, man.
We're both dead inside, John.
Oh, you're way past that shit.
Oh. Some of us were talking
about
out-of-date things.
You guys are so fucking far gone. I don't even think you could be reincarnated.
You know that they're still doing the small penis pageant in Bushwick? It's the third annual. I don't know.
What?
I feel like you do
you
it once.
You went from a goat seat to like, oh, small penis. What?
Yeah, but it's not funny anymore. They did it already. It was funny
once you crown the one guy.
This is like Take Back the Night, but for dudes. Like, that's really sad, dudes. I guess Take Back the Night. This is done humorously, I guess. And Take Back the Night is like serious, like because like women don't want to get raped.
Yeah, that's
that's what
these
Take
guys
Back
probably
that's
do.
That's a bit of a weird juxtaposition on that.
They're
one.
Owning it, right? They're owning it.
But wait, like they found the one small guy. There's people smaller than that.
Well, I guess that guy is suspended from entering. The smallest penis pageant.
Well, he's one, so you can't have... It'd be boring to have runner-up.
They got to find even smaller penises. I wonder if any micro-penis guys show up to this thing, or do they just hide their shame in secret?
That's what I figured was going in there, but, you know...
You think any of these guys get their dick sucked? Looks like there's a lot of drunk girls at the bar.
Hell yeah, there's like, oh, it ain't that small, daddy.
But they say exactly that.
Yeah, that.
Like, hey, you want to blow my tiny dick?
Oh, yeah. He's like, nibble on it. Just nibble on it a little bit.
So sexy. Yeah, it's a pretty silly thing to attend, but it's popular, right? It's 30 year running.
Yeah, 3 years in a row. It's $10 at the door.
What? Wow,
to look at small dicks.
I got paid $10 to look at tiny penises.
Maybe
you gotta
pay way
more than that. Looking at big dicks.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was looking for. I'll tell you what that means.
I was gonna brush that off.
I was looking for a strip club recently,
and you found dicks, man.
Dude, there are so many male strip clubs in Times Square, like just from a Google search.
Yeah, and you've been to most of them.
You're looking.
Yeah, because they have names like headquarters. I figure that's gonna be a place where you can, go, and there's gonna be chicks there.
What's wrong with you guys? Starting a debate.
I don't even know what this show's about anymore.
I don't know what we signed
up
for.
We're so fucking.
Is this
off
like
the rails
a Guy Society radio episode? Is that what's going on?
I guess, dude. Is that... You really want to do Guy Society Radio?
That's what it sounds like we're doing.
Well, Chris is fucking going to gay strip clubs all the time.
Dude, it's crazy how many there are in fucking Times Square.
You sound like
your
mind is
blown.
There's
more than female strip clubs. It's weird.
You find like your mind is blown by that. Like, you didn't know there was more than what you've been to.
You would think that there was more male strip clubs than female strip clubs in Midtown Manhattan.
There's more women now. They spend more money than straight men, I think. So do they? It be? Yeah, I think they do.
Motherfuckers be falling in love in strip clubs. They had to close that place, Sweet Cherries, in fucking Sunset because people kept shooting it up because they were in love with strippers. They had a bulletproof door.
Oh, wow. That's some bad bitches in there, probably. Shout out to all those working girls.
But yeah, it's bizarre.
I don't know, man. You think there's a dude on there with a Pepe tattoo?
If there isn't.
There's no way there's a guy with a Pepe tattoo, you think?
I'm sure there's some. It's blown crazy up bastard. Enough.
Oh, God. Damn.
Oh, you guys all want to get matching Pepe tattoos?
No. You shouldn't even ask that.
All right. I just throw it out there.
So is there like a guy with a Chad tattoo on his dick in the smallest dick contest?
It's Wojak. The guy's name is Wojak.
Wojak, Chad. It don't mean shit to me, man. They all white, right?
I guess Chad could be a black guy.
I don't think so. He didn't look black in anything he said.
The guy's name, that isn't fucking Chad, dude.
They're all white, though. I'm confused.
No, like, I just explained this to you.
Wojak? Look up,
search Wojak, W-O-J-A-K.
I know how to spell Wojak.
That was funny. That should have been.
Oh, Christ. Oh, wait, that's beer.
That's a beer.
No, Wojak 4chan.
Oh, is that him, that square-faced motherfucker down there?
I forgot Wojak's like a Polish word or something. There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
See, there he is.
So, I don't know. It just looks like he's Pepe's friend here.
Oh, my God. He's killing Pepe there. I don't know. That part I'm kind of confused by. Sometimes they're friends, sometimes they aren't.
That
whatever.
That confuses you, right? You fucking silly bastard. Am I going to be visiting you like in a couple years? Like, yo, you all right? I bought you your favorite soup. I'll just leave it here. And
no, you're
going to
be visiting me with my fucking baller-ass mansion. What?
Throwing Chad parties and shit. Having Wojak's fucking just
you're
hang
coming
off
like a Chad right now, Johnny.
I don't fucking know what that means. You've told me that on FOMO two times. And when this fucking mic goes off, I'm going to stab you for that.
What, is this your fucking stupid video game that's never going to get off the ground?
Thank you for that, because that is a vote of confidence I will take, sir. Challenge accepted.
So what's the point of the video game, to go back to that?
So we kill fucking...
So we make out with each other until we pass out?
We kill Dr. Doom Cheney, and then we go fucking chill with the fans. We'll even have like little Adam roll out to greet us.
Oh, so that's the fucking final sequence. Is just us at the pizza party hanging
out.
Yeah,
but then like at the end, I'm still debating whether like you see Robot Chaney's hand come up and shit through the ground. Like,
oh, you gotta do that.
You gotta fucking open sequel it up for the sequel.
Shit.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. And we do like a Streets of Rage thing.
It should be his dick just popping out. On his...
No, it would not be his dick.
Why not?
Come on, man.
You know all I'm trying to do is
I'm trying to make
this thing a collaborative place for us to all share and use each other's ideas and feed off each other. Now, if you just want to shit all over my ideas, that's fine. But then just don't bring this shit up then, all right? And now you're just fucking laughing in my face. And if you think this will ever be mainstream, we should all just start smoking crack right now.
It might work out. You never know. There's some risky
satellite
shit. The amount
of crazy shit we talk about, I'm just going on about fucking Pepe's and Wojak. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm glad you said that. I have to say it. You heard him. Record the time.
It's the 420 show, dog. We gotta get a little weird with it. We're at 420 on Patreon.
Everybody get that weed.
You can go get that 421 edition of fucking High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes on Patreon. All you gotta do is donate a little bit of money, bro.
Oh, stop.
I'm starting to think
up.
I just had like a fucking mental stroke years ago, and this shit is just all colliding. I'm just noticing what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, this.
That's what it feels like.
Like, it's weird, because we're getting a little buzz on the internet about the show.
It's
a good thing, though. Yeah, but we've been on the mental decline since we started the show.
Yes, we
have. Oh, yeah.
So it's just been off the fucking rails.
It went from us, like, using news fucking TV clips and shit, like, oh, this happened, let's talk about this news story.
You know, I like to think we just found our voice.
I don't know what this
I
is.
I guess it's the crazy, the fucking worst part of the internet is our voice.
Oh, trust me. From what the shit you've been showing me.
No, there's way worse parts of the fucking internet.
Yes.
You've been arrested for the worst parts of the internet.
You've been showing me a lot of the worst parts of the internet lately.
My opinion.
Which is very
best.
Uncomfortable.
That's just the dankest parts of the internet. It's the 420 show.
Did
you gotta go to that dank internet.
Fucking, he just mumbled it like a drunk. My opinion matters.
Seriously, though, because this is the 425 show. We can fall 420. Big ups to Kiva Confections. Yep, and big ups to the 1LB Club on YouTube. The 1LB Club on YouTube.
Shout out to Lynda.com also, who might
Lynda.
Be helping
me. High Study Radio, the actual sponsor to the show.
Fuck yeah.
You can go there. You can learn how all sorts of programs. I used
can
it to
I learn how to make weed food there?
Probably.
Probably, man.
Right?
I might be able to learn how to do this video game thing. I might not have to pay anybody for it.
You should do that, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to have a working computer. I don't think you can go to lynda.com/iSatuRadio from your Xbox.
I don't have an Xbox.
I'm going to take some courses on there, some drawing courses, so I could just draw the best, rarest Pepes.
Super rare.
And I'm going to send them to Johnny. And I'm like, I'm like, Johnny.
You drawing a Black Lotus Pepe?
Johnny.
Shut up.
You just save this picture to your phone and then put this phone in a safe deposit box.
Oh, my God.
And then 20 years from now, you break this fucker open and then you have yourself like a nest egg.
This is going to be some shit within a couple months. Like, oh, I can't even believe I like this shit. I'm telling you right now. Because 4chan's going to just get you more fucking perverted to the point where I'm like, oh, that Pepe shit was tame compared to what fucking Stan was looking at now.
What I'm surprised at
like, Tiger Dan. Is it going to be like a Tiger Dan thing?
What I'm surprised is, like, Hi Dad. And I told you about Hi Dad, yeah, right? Yeah. That Dad hasn't really blown up. I'm kind of sad about that.
I liked Hi Dad.
I was,
why don't you push it?
I was...
Blow it up. Give it a plug.
All right. You gotta look out for Hi Dad on 4chan. It's stories about people's fathers who get high, and then it usually just degenerates into the fathers masturbating to tranny porn.
See, that's kind of funny.
We talked about that on. That's no, we funny. Did talk about yeah, that on did. Here. Last we talked week, about yeah. that how that that kid found his dad jerking out to tranny porn.
Yes, that was kind of funny.
I need to figure out. You guys know how to like watch like a pay per view, like legally through just an internet connection.
Yeah.
You
go to the website.
Go to the website.
Oh, I don't think they're showing that Mayweather fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to watch, the Mayweather fight legally through an internet connection.
Why don't you just come to my house?
I'm not going to be in town. I'm going to be someplace without a television. So I'm trying to figure out how to watch this fight. And where I'm going to be is an hour away from the closest bar playing
the fight.
Wait a
minute. If I order it, can't you watch it on the phone if I gave you the account?
Oh, shit.
Could you? I don't know if that works for pay-per-views.
No, I don't think
you... No?
Can you watch stuff through like Xboxes or like
PS4s?
Sling boxes?
Yeah, you definitely could. You need to buy a sling box.
All right.
that's simple.
Now I'm figuring the things out for myself.
I think that's just more expensive than cable, isn't it?
If anyone wants to send me a sling box that listens to the show, I will send you 3 rare Pepes.
Oh my God.
Either digitally
or. That shit isn't currency, man!
Or analog. One or the other. I need it by next week, though.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to overnight it. It'll cost you a little more.
Oh, please don't do it. Please don't do it.
Email. Hit us up on Twitter if you know, @HSRadioShow. DM us. Okay? DM us.
Fucking 3
3 rare Pepes.
You're going to make me lose my head. I'm
talking about shit you've never seen before.
Oh, my God.
I need a sling box. I need to watch this goddamn
Pepe. Dude, if you draw this shit... And then some shit nobody's seen, because apparently they're all rare, but there's so many of them.
Some aren't rare.
Some. So what do you mean? Somebody's like fucking copying them? And posting them
Look,
on?
I think
you can watch it through, you can watch it through Showtime's pay-per-view website.
They have a pay-per-view website?
They have the Showtime website, and you can pay for stuff on it. I know that they have live streams for Saturday Night Fights on Showtime anytime.
Well, it just says they're on pay-per-view, though, so you might want to check up on that.
Yeah, I mean,
but you might be
it
able
seems
to do
like
it.
You can, though, yeah. I think you could pay for it on here.
Huh.
You do have to have...
A Time Warner or whatever
yeah,
account.
Yeah, because I think they have a deal where they would split whatever you stream online with whoever.
Oh, look, it even says on like the website, it's easy to order. Maybe I should have went to Showtime.com before
maybe you should have did a quick Google search before you complained about something on the show.
No, I did call up Time Warner, and they said that it's not able to stream online. So
this is you right now.
Oh, man, I'm just crying. I'm a crying Mojack.
Jesus H.
You just got to find somebody with a different pay-per-view, a different cable provider.
I wonder how
many
of our listeners just hate us talking about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure
and
most
like
of them, right?
Somebody will fucking peruse it and just be like, what the fuck are they doing with their lives?
No, I think people come here to get put on to stuff.
Yeah, but not this, man. I don't think this.
They definitely wanted to know about Tallywhackers.
That sounds like it would sound like it would be a British joint. I think it might be bullshit. I call bullshit on that one.
I don't know. It's on eater.com. They're fucking reputable, right?
More like asseater.com.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Stan?
What?
Why are you losing your mind? Are you not sleeping enough?
No. No, I'm not.
You look like Freddy Krueger right now, about to slash my face.
Since this is a 420 show, we should talk about how the weed guy got arrested for selling weed to Iron Man in Times Square.
Who's the weed guy?
Oh.
Some guy who dresses up like a weed leaf. And just, you know how people just dress up as characters in
Times
Square?
They look like a fucking Harold and Kumar character. They used to have that big dime bag.
You'd be smart enough not to do a weed deal in the open in Times Square dressed as weed.
Dude, it's fucking hiding in plain sight. You know?
It's the last place you look, right?
That's true.
Not this time, though.
Yeah, no, he got arrested. He got charged.
I mean, how bad could it be? I mean, what, is he selling a dime bag to Iron Man?
He sold a Nick. So that's actually the real news in this topic. You can still get a Nick bag from the weed guy in Times Square.
That's kind of funny. I feel kind of bad, though, because he's taking advantage of fucking Tony Stark's substance abuse problem. Yeah. It's that genie in the bottle
that's
shit.
That's true, yeah. He knocked Tony Stark off the wagon. Mexican Tony Stark is now off the wagon.
So sad.
Antonio Starkos is now off the wagon.
Oh, man. Yeah, but like when you see the 420 shit, don't you feel like kind of old? It's like, yeah, I've done everything on the
fucking
day.
Dude, I was marching in the fucking weed parade, bro.
All right.
Yeah, I used to do that. I did that before I knew you, too. I wonder if we were at the same weed parade. We passed joints to each other.
I was just marching the one earlier this week.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
May Day?
I was like, yeah, weed. Yeah.
Legalize it, Peter Tosh thing.
Really? Really, dumbass? Because it's not for a couple of weeks. Because they don't do it on 420, you idiot. They do it on May Day.
That's why May Day is J-Day, dog.
That's why I was dodging cars, bro. It was a little early.
Oh, my God.
You just got high and wandered into the street.
It's like, we're taking it to the streets.
Did you notice you were kind of just by yourself, dog?
You're by yourself.
I'm not at all.
You're by yourself.
Oh, my God.
You watch Game of Thrones this weekend, Johnny?
I did.
You know I spoiled it for you?
You didn't.
I did. I told you what happened.
That shit doesn't work on me. You can tell me whatever you want. I'm still going to want to see it. I go to Wikipedia to see how movies end, and I'll still go see the fucking movie. I'm fucked up in the head, son. I don't give a fuck. So you can't ruin it for me.
Oh, you're a fucking tough guy. You read Wikipedia and go see movies.
Goddamn right I do. I was disappointed because the Wikipedia was slightly wrong on fucking Fast and Furious. So it'll do that sometimes. I'm like, all right, that's how Paul Walker dies.
I haven't even watched it yet. After you told me that the kid from Tokyo Drift is only in for the first 2 minutes, I'm like, screw this. I'm not going to bother with this.
Yeah, he's on NCIS New Orleans and shit, though. So he's eating steady. He's getting that Mark Harmon dick money. Oh, man.
That's so, it for us.
Are we doing that next week, though?
Doing what next
Avengers
week?
Avengers 2, Ultron?
Does that come out next week?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go see that after the podcast next week as a group. I'm going to see it before
that. Is it really coming? No, it's not.
Yeah, next week is May 2nd.
Holy shit.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, that's when the weed parade is.
Yeah.
I already went to the weed parade. I mean, this shit's old news to me.
Are you like from Aqua Teen Hunger Force? You're from the future?
I think Aqua Team, they changed their name to like Aqua whatever.
Patrol Squad.
No, they changed it again.
They do it every season now.
Yes, good.
That's pretty awesome. It loses you a little bit. It's like, wait a minute, where's Robo?
It's Aqua something, you know, whatever. It's fucking funny, man. Oh, man, that if you like marijuana and you don't like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, something's wrong with you.
All those fucking Adult Swim shows, if you get high enough, fucking Johnny watches Mr. Pickles. That show is fucking bizarre unless you gotta be high as fuck.
That shit is all right, man. I never got into that, like, Archangel show they had. Michael Archangel,
Xander, Renegade Angel.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit.
That was a little weird.
I didn't get that at all. You really had to be baked on some shit.
It was kind of dank.
We should pitch a PayPay, or an animated PayPay thing to
Adult
Swim.
That shit will never get fucking played.
Have you seen some of the things on Adult Swim?
Have you watched Kingstar King?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Assy McGee was a show.
I loved Assy McGee. It made a lot of sense. I used to crack up when it said, hey, Assy. And he'd be like, oh, excuse me, I have allergies. And he'd sneeze. And I'd be like, no, Assy. Hysterical. Great writing. It lasted, what, 2 seasons?
Exactly. It got 2 seasons.
It's good stuff, though.
I think Aqua Teen is in, like, 12.
Oh, yeah. They've been going on for years.
You know what?
The 100th episode was great because it was all about them trying to get syndicated. They're like, your show's only 15 minutes, stupid.
I remember fucking Handy, too. Fucking Hand Banana from Aqua Teen. Pepe might actually be able to get
The best one is, what's it? Happy Time Harry.
That's the Happy Time, David Cross.
Happy Shout Time, Harry, David you Cross. Make me want to die. David Cross and fucking Bob Odenkirk having a show together on Netflix again. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Oh, that's going to be good money,
I know, bro. And also, Wet Hot American Summer coming to Netflix. Going to smoke that weed. What? And watch that shit.
What the fuck?
They have a prequel TV show coming out on
Full
Netflix.
So is Full House.
Full House coming back to Netflix? What the fuck is going on with Netflix?
Netflix
it's
is making,
dominating the world.
Why is Netflix 1990?
They're doing the hub fucking formula. It works. You get the old school shows everybody liked.
I'll give you a hub formula.
It's mad smart because it's free advertising because all the blog sites pick. I was thinking about that when fucking Community went to Yahoo.
Yeah,
I didn't know Yahoo had a fucking streaming service.
I didn't either.
Yeah, but like it's fucking genius because you just instead of paying for commercials, you pay to make a show. So now you have content, but now all the blog sites pick up the fact that you picked up this old show.
No. Fucking genius.
All right, that's it.
It's fucking genius.
Let's just stop talking.
Donate to the Patreon account. You get genius tidbits like that from me.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Give us money. Must say goodbye.